All right, everybody. We all just heard what happened in the news. We have a 60-second window to react before another thing happens in the news. You create a hashtag that is scathing, culturally relevant, and hilarious all at the same time. You remix the footage so that it becomes a meme referenced more than the original source material. You patrol all news outlets so that when they speak of this day, they call us by name. And you get someone fired.
Someone like should I get on LinkedIn? You know what? I fire me. Yeah.
Look, we'll give you a quick rundown, but we're not here to convince anyone that Black Twitter exists. If you know, you know.
We want to explore why it exists and what happens both online and IRL when culture and connectivity collide. Stay woke. As far as Black Twitter's origins go, here's what we found. In February 2009, about 3 years after the platform's creation, the term first appeared in Google's Search Volume Index. That just means that someone somewhere tried looking it up enough times that Google started tracking that particular search.
In October 2009, Pew Research Center reported that Black Americans use Twitter more than the other demographics polled. And in November 2009, writer Corey Sika published a short blog post titled, "What Were Black People Talking About on Twitter Last Night?" In it, he revealed his obsession with the unique way Black users use hashtags,